T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Tim, I gotta feel that you are probably somebody who is seething over the stupidity of baseball right now. Am I correct?
Yeah, getting there, Bill, for sure. Someone's just they've approached the fuse and they've lit it, so it's going. I mean, it's a long fuse, but it's definitely burning. And at the end of that fuse is going to be hopefully. A baseball explosion of sorts, and that is they get their stuff together. I'm still hopeful that there's going to be a baseball season this year. I'll double down on that. I'm going to stick with it, and call me, you know, just this forever optimist. But I also think that there'll be fans at Miller Park this year. So I'm going to double all the way into this thing. Now, that doesn't mean that. Things aren't getting a little dicey here, Bill. We all know it, and it's really embarrassing for baseball. It's right. An embarrassing situation that the art of negotiating is that you actually have to talk, and that's the one part of it. The older I get, Bill, we're roughly the same age. You know, you pick up some wisdom along the line, and where is the art of communication? We have to write letters back and forth. With something like this on the line, with something like this that can be not only just business, it can be life, it can be entertainment, it can be a whole myriad of things. A comfort zone for a lot of people. I'm not saying it's the end-all, be-all for comfort zones, but a lot of things involved here. And you can't sit down across an 8-foot conference table and hash right. these things out. I don't get that. The art of negotiating is that you have to bend a little bit. In one regard, the players... When have they bent from their pro rata? When have they bent from 100% pay? They haven't.
They the only thing they say is, we've already agreed to a deal. Why do we got to keep going back to this? The owners keep going back to money. I guess, do you fall upon the anger towards more the players than the owners, or vice versa?
Oh, I'm way against the players on this thing. Okay. Way against the players. I'm 100% on the owner's side. Entertainment districts like the Deer District. Mm-hmm. Okay, if that's in around baseball, there are districts like that, and right. and so I use this as a reference tool. Who in the hell is going to open up their company books to all the little bars and restaurants around their ballpark? You don't do that as an employee. I'm sorry, I don't care how much my boss makes. It doesn't matter to me how much my boss makes. Do I think, would we all make a few different decisions at work? Of course we would. That's water cooler talk. That's employees down at the bar and griping about the bosses, right? And the company right. owners. Goes on all the time. I get that part. We're not going to have them reveal everything to us, number one. Number two, they've offered you full pay to a degree. The players are not getting enough games involved.
Right.
That's their deal. The safety thing, I don't know where that thing is at, but probably if you go on rumors, further apart than we think. But the economic portions of this thing, we have to understand there's a pecking order here. There's a boss and there's an employee, and they're not equal.
That's the thing, is I think the players want to feel like the owners are on the same page with them and want to be, that, you know, they want this they believe the owners are very quietly behind closed doors colluding. Over the last 2 years, salaries have actually gone down for the first time since free agency. And they believe that the owners are colluding. They believe that the owners are pocketing the money. They're getting record revenue. And since the owners won't say, this is what we're doing and this is what we're making, the players are like, well, then why should we continue to take pay cuts? And that's where the argument lies.
Yeah, no, I understand it. And so what you do, there's due process in these things. There's civil due process in this thing. It's called a collective bargaining agreement. You got to bring that up next time. This comes up, which is December 1st of next year. We think now is going to be full of fireworks.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Yep. Just wait until next year. There may be another work stoppage. It's probably better than a 50-50 shot that there will be another work stoppage.
Yeah, they're already telling some of the younger guys, make sure if we do play and next season if we play that you start saving your money. Don't get crazy with cars and houses and all that kind of stuff and buying all your friends jewelry because you could be scratching for a little while. Tim, how many games is acceptable to you for a baseball season?
Here's the deal. Either way, Bill, the season's going to be earmarked as different. Right? No matter how this shakes out, whether it's an 89-game schedule, 76, 72, 48, 55, whatever number you want to put on it, it's going to be just earmarked as something different. That being said, sometimes in the analytic world, we have to, this year, if it is a sprint, we have to throw all those numbers out, the variance, and just, I mean, because there's a bunch of crappy teams in Major League Baseball that get on a 40-game run, Bill. And then, wow, 40 last 40 games, Detroit Tigers are 2 games over .500 or something like that. This is going to be different. So I'm looking forward to the different aspect of this type of season, already kind of mentally preparing my brain for a lot of people over the years have said baseball plays too many games. Well, now this is going way extreme. Let's say for the sake of this conversation, it's a 52-game schedule. That's going way to the extreme, but it will give us a taste of what pennant race baseball is from the start of the season. It's like football. You know, one loss early on determines home field advantage in a given football season.
Right.
Because that's the one thing that hurt them later on. But in a sprint like this, Bill, number one, I'm mentally preparing for it. I think it could be kooky and different and funky. But number two, it plays into the Brewers' style. The Brewers play this type of game. I think you and I had the conversation. In the last 3 years under manager Craig Counsell, they played one game that's been inconsequential. Other than that, every single game for three seasons under Craig Counsell have been playing for something. They get that high adrenaline, energy kind of feel kind of game. And I'm looking forward to that, too, in a selfish Brewer fan way.
No, I agree. Look, if they go to a sprint of a season, I think a lot of people do. I think it favors the Milwaukee Brewers and the way they've been doing things, and it favors the managerial style of Craig Counsell. Do you feel that if they go to this, then this is the permanent indoctrination of the DH into the National League?
Yeah, I don't think if there's a declaration from Manfred and the league to say, hey, we're going to play this way, I don't know if those expanded playoffs are going to be a part of that or the universal DH. The service time thing, all those things need to be worked out. Boy, it'd be great if these guys could get together. I'm most offended by the communication between the two sides. That's what offends me the most. Again, sit down, let's talk about it. Good God, sit down in front of each other. Stop writing letters with a whole bunch of 10-letter words that you're trying to act cool. You know it's going to get leaked to the media, so that plays into this. Lock yourself into a hotel and just we're not leaving until we are ready to go at it or we have an agreement. There's two ways to look at it, but talk across the room. Even sliding a piece of paper across the room is offensive to me. Of course, we're in the communications business, though.
Right. We're the people that continue to jabber on regardless. So we completely get it. By the way, we're talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Post Game Show, and Tim, you can hear him after Brewers games. Unfortunately, we don't have any right now to be able to listen to Tim, but we certainly want to. When it comes back, the realignment. You had said something that caught my ear at the very beginning of this was that no matter what, this is going to be viewed as a different season because we don't have the normal alignment of Major League Baseball and divisions and such and the way the games are going to be played. Let's just say any team, not just the Brewers, but any team wins a championship. Is it tainted in your mind? Is it the same? I mean, it's just, you know, obviously all the teams have to play under the same circumstances, but is there just something that's just not as fulfilling about it?
Maybe. But it is still going to be viewed as that season, that different season. I think that's the way you look at it. But back in 1981, was it? The split season. Mm-hmm. Do we remember?
Right.
Do we remember giving discredit to the world champions that year in 81? I don't.
No.
So I think that's a little bit different in that they played a ton of baseball. This may be as few as 50 games in 70 days, 60 days or so, but I think it will be a little bit to a degree, Bill, that, you know, it'll be looked at as, well, yeah, you got there's that flag out there, and if it's Miller Park, that'd be great. But it's going to be viewed as, oh, yeah, they got the flag out there, but that's that one from 2020. It's going to be looked at. It's going to take a long many years to get over this.
Yeah, I think eventually we'll just kind of forget about this in the sense of 20 years, 30 years. I mean, 81 is what we're talking 35, 40 years down the road, you know. So you're looking at this going, okay, maybe in 30 years we'll go, oh, but they were the champion back then, and we can celebrate that. I think if we celebrate it at the end of the season, if it's only 40 games, we might kind of go, yay, but yet it's somewhat hollow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The other thing I might add, Bill, if I could, on the owners versus players, number one, the communication. But number two, that there are human emotions involved here. And for what the players want in full pay, and we all resort back to the original agreement in March, it might as well have been Mars back in March here. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Things are fluid. Things change. Conversely, there was an agreement, good faith negotiations, if there are no fans. And it looks like there's no fans. So it doesn't appear that there's good faith negotiations. But human emotions get involved, Bill. And sometimes employees piss off the boss. And maybe that's where these six or eight owners are coming from. Maybe it's just pure emotion. Maybe it's just, you know what? You guys are ridiculous. Screw you then. You're not making any money this year. And give us back the advance we gave you for the first couple of months.
And you don't get a year of service. Which
and
means
the service time
everything,
goes away.
Yeah, and everything stays status quo going into next season.
That's
I
a mess.
I agree. Yep. Hey, Tim, I say what we do is we find ourselves a Northwood Leagues game, and maybe we just venture up into a broadcast booth and say, hey, would you guys, you know, let us sit down and do an inning or two? And maybe
I'm down.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm in, Bill. You let me know.
I was thinking about the
where.
Other day. Yeah, somebody reached out to me the other day and said, hey, would you be interested in doing a Northwoods League game? I'm like, you know what? Bring it on. If I can get into one of our affiliate cities, we'll do that in a heartbeat. Tim, always a pleasure, buddy.
It's a great idea, Bill. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it for 85-plus years now. 85-plus years. That's how long they've been in business. And they're still looking for good people. They're looking for people that want to climb onto a winning team. And Schneider is, you know, with everybody unemployed right now, so many people unemployed, maybe you're looking for a career change. It's a great company. They've been around a long time and been doing it right for a long time. So think about Schneider. Call them 1-800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.